Our next speaker and our last speaker for the session prior to the panel discussion is Dr. Travis Webb. And Dr. Webb is a professor of surgery and associate dean for curriculum of the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. He received his medical degree from Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, completed his residency at the Medical College of Wisconsin, his surgical critical care fellowship at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and joined the faculty there in August of 2005. He is board certified in surgery and surgical critical care. He also received a master's in health profession education from University of Illinois in Chicago and is a leader in surgical curriculum development at the local and national level. He's going to discuss with us his experience at Medical College of Wisconsin with a three-year medical school curriculum. Dr. Webb?
Good morning. Thanks for sticking around. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's really a pleasure to be able to talk to you guys this morning about our experience up in Milwaukee. And to join this panel, I'm really looking forward to the questions that we're going to, I'm sure, get. And hopefully most of them will be deflected to other people. But I'm going to talk to you about just blowing things up. Getting rid of the fourth year. By the end of the next 15 minutes, you guys are all going to be like, you know, we don't need that fourth year. Maybe not, but we'll see. So I have no financial disclosures to tell you about today, but personally, I do have a disclosure to tell you. I apologize for this, but I loved my fourth year. It was the best. I went to Europe. I saw Barcelona. I was in the Swiss Alps. I mean, this was a great time. Now, granted, I did actually get an opportunity to hone some basic surgical skills during my sub-I's. And I did have an opportunity to visit multiple campuses and hospitals that all looked the same. But I did have that opportunity to interview at multiple hospitals all over the country and spend about $5,000 out of my pocket to increase my debt. But I loved it. I loved it. So what is the purpose of the M4 year? Now, we've heard a little bit from our medical student panelist here, who I'm going to just have an arm wrestle or something at the end of all of this. But what truly is the purpose? So many people will say, and when you look at the medical student perspective as well as faculty perspective, you'll see various things, but they really kind of typically hone in on these aspects. Maturation of the student doctor. And this is one of the things that I have heard over and over from my surgical colleagues and program directors, that they believe that fourth year is this magical time that all of a sudden, over the course of a 9-month period, the soon-to-be MD will magically mature into an MD type of personality. I'm not so sure about that. It's time to solidify your specialty choice. Well, I would argue that you should already know your specialty choice. We should be providing opportunities during that first, second, third year to truly figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. It's a time to prepare for residency, so doing those sub-I's, or we call them acting internships, and really actually paying attention to how to write orders and talk to patients and hone those skills. One of the big things that students talk about is the time for audition interviews. So most, the actual average away elective time for students here in the US is 1.8 months. And so many of our students are taking these opportunities to go away and visit other institutions that they are interested in going to, and show their best personality and try to get an interview and try to get a spot. Exposure to the last time opportunities. This is a reasonable kind of thing. So you won't be, maybe you'll never be doing cardiology. You don't have an opportunity to sit in an X-ray room all the time. So these last time opportunities is reasonable. And I think very importantly, and I certainly believe in this, is this opportunity to just take a breather. before you start the rat race as a doctor in residency and then your rest of your career. So certainly that you could argue that having a little bit of a time for a break is important. But maybe there is a better way, and I would argue that there is. And there are alternatives out there. And we're starting to hear about more and more of these as we're going along. So over the course of the next few minutes, I'm going to talk about the history of accelerated curricula, talk about maybe the benefits of that, some of the drawbacks, and describe what we're doing at the Medical College of Wisconsin with our three-year curriculum. So if you're not aware, which I tell you before all of this, I was not aware that three-year medical schools have a long history. We've already heard about the history of why there's a four-year medical school, and that does go back to the Flexner reports. But that was a very different time, of course, where the post-medical school, the postgraduate training was very different than what we're doing nowadays. During World War II, there was a push to get MDs trained in shorter than 4 years, and this was done in 3 years or less at many institutions. That was due to the shortage that we needed more doctors out there. You go another 30 years, and then you see the 1970s. And the 1970s was an interesting time. There was some funding available that many institutions, actually 27% of medical schools, jumped on this opportunity to receive funding to graduate students in a more rapid fashion. Part of this was, I think the big driver was the concept that there was going to be a physician shortage. And so they were trying to increase the number of MDs that were getting out there in more rapid fire succession. But you see by 1979, that had dried up. Only 6% of medical schools now had a three-year curriculum. You ask why? Well, was it due to just poor outcomes of physicians? We trained a bunch of duds? No, we didn't, actually. The two big drivers that pushed back on this was what always comes down to money. So the money dried up, didn't materialize the way that everybody thought it was going to be. And then the other aspect was the faculty. The faculty were not terribly happy with this concept of pushing and moving the medical students through the three-year curriculum. And so those were really the main dissatisfiers. The students actually were satisfied. And the outcomes from those studies, we'll talk about, or those years was actually good. That leads us to the present time. So since about 2007, we now have about 9 medical schools in the U.S. that have started accelerated three-year types of curricula. Here's a list right here. These are not tiny, unknown backwoods types of programs. I mean, Medical College of Wisconsin might be, but no. The reality is there are some big names, educators who are trying to think forward about different ways of teaching our medical students. And you'll see here, I will say proudly, if you look at the number of enrollments or number of students enrolled, we do have the largest group of matriculants at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So some of the benefits. We've already talked about debt. There is the potential to train and try to have in our institution, one of our missions is to train primary care physicians. So with we have two regional campuses that train over a three-year time period, and the big focus is primary care. So family medicine, psychiatry, and the other one that has thrown in there is general surgery. How many residency program directors do we have here? Okay, I'm talking to you guys. So you can train a medical student to go into surgery and to perform well after 3 years. And I'm happy to talk to you at the end of this, because this is one of the areas of specialty that we want to push for our students to get into. Very importantly, I think this allows for curriculum innovation. So you've already heard a little bit about longitudinal integrated curricula. We have implemented a longitudinal integrated clerkship for the clinical training at one of our campuses in central Wisconsin. The other campus in Green Bay has gone with the traditional 4 to 8 week type of blocks. So it can be done in different ways, but quite honestly, this is an opportunity to innovate, to rethink, to refocus and figure out what are better ways to approach the training. You've heard about EPAs and milestones. Competency-based education is where we need to go. It's tough, and when you start looking at the EPAs and the programs that have really sunk their teeth into this, nobody has the perfect answers on this. It's challenging to do. And so the logistics of it all are challenging. That's why most of the programs that you hear about are pretty small. Most of the accelerated curricular programs are small. But I think we need to continue to push the envelope. And finally, there is a student satisfaction perspective. Our students currently, we are in our fourth year right now, are pretty darn happy with things. But this is something that's going to need to be followed. So there is data on the outcomes. Certainly from Canada and from the 1970s, we know that the typical outcomes that we've looked at historically, such as standardized exams, readiness for residency, and residency performance, are actually all comparable to four-year programs. My big concerns, this is very time intensive. You jump on this fast-moving train, and there's not a lot of opportunity to take a break. So I am concerned about their well-being, about potential for burnout. And this requires identifying the appropriate candidates, the appropriate matriculants for the program that are going to be resilient and are able to focus appropriately, do have the learning skills in order to accomplish this type of fast-paced curriculum. And then obviously there are national restrictions. The LCME says that you have to have 130 weeks minimum, which we meet. We do 134 to 135 weeks at each of our campuses. And then finally, I think very importantly, is perception. So we have to assure that faculty, residency program directors, chairs of all various departments have bought into this and have some sort of belief that this is a reasonable, viable alternative. And we have to give the students an opportunity. And we have to make sure that we don't allow the society to think that perhaps we're allowing people to skate through, go into family practice that are not as well educated as the so-called traditional four-year type of program. So the current status of accelerated curricula, about 38% of medical school deans believe that this has some legs. They're interested. Many of them are not taking significant steps to move forward on something like this, but there is an interest. As I mentioned, 9 U.S. schools are enrolling currently. There are 2 Canadian schools that have years and years of experience with this. And then there is a consortium of schools that includes 12 right now who are all integrating some sort of an accelerated program at their institutions. They have different missions. I mentioned ours is to try to train rural primary care. Some are trying to train pediatricians, family medicine, internal medicine. And so I think you have to be clear on what your mission is going to be. And there are many types of approaches that can be taken. So briefly, the Medical College of Wisconsin, we're a large school. We have 205 students in Milwaukee. And then we have somewhere between 20 and 25 students at each of our other campuses currently per year. That's in Green Bay and in central Wisconsin. We use what we would term a calendar efficient approach. I think you all know what that means. No breaks. This is challenging. So they do not get the typical summer break. They start early, right in July, and jump right in during the summer. And then they go through their first clinical exposure and clinical experience after their first year. And then it's kind of crazy when you actually start marking out the months and the weeks and the deadlines for residency applications that the time is very constrained during that second year when you're trying to apply for residency. So this is overall the curriculum map. Now, it looks pretty full. That's because it is. I would say that we have not done as well as we need to do to condense the basic science core curriculum. I think that's where we need to continue to whittle away to figure out what is truly needed for the students. We're still doing a lot of esoteric stuff that our PhD researchers are experts in, but our students don't really need to know. So we need to trim that down. But overall, what you ultimately see here is that the QUIC, the CWIC, those are the longitudinal integrated clerkship experiences. They do basically about 9.5 months worth of that. And then you see at the very end, if my pointer here works, it doesn't, but that's okay. At the very end, you see that our students are doing acting internships at the end of their third year, just prior to beginning their internship. So this actually makes a lot of sense. They are getting into the wards, truly taking on the intern role right before they're going to have to do it just a few months later. Our students are going in currently to family medicine, internal medicine, pediatric psychiatry, and the others are some of the potentials that I've talked about. Now, we do have a fair amount of flexibility, and this is very important for a three-year program because you are going to have students that need to decelerate, and you are going to need to be able to provide them with an opportunity to do 4 years, and you are going to need to be able to provide them with opportunities to go out and get other experiences, whether it's in dermatology, ophthalmology, neurosurgery, if for whatever reason that's what they decide they want to do. So you can see that we have a fair amount of movement here, of students that have transitioned from a three-year to a four-year type of training. And I don't see that as a failure. I see that as a natural thing to occur, and we will continue to watch it. And we'll continue to try to change our training so that we are, again, being learner-centered and providing them with what they need to succeed in the future. So I will argue that an accelerated curriculum is a viable option. It's not for everybody. You do need to make sure that you have a clear vision and mission in front of you so that you can train people appropriately and you can focus. You do have to get buy-in of the faculty, which if you are in administration of any sort, you know it's a challenge, and it takes months and even years. Identifying the appropriate candidates to jump into that program is very important, and identifying some sort of a holistic admissions approach is one of our goals, to truly identify who is going to benefit. Flexibility is absolutely important. And I think even perhaps more important is we need to study appropriate outcomes. We need to study the outcomes that are aligned with our mission, with the student training, to assure that we're not causing problems, we're not causing damage, but that we are actually leading to good outcomes and good results with our students. And that's all I have. Thank you.